Waterloo Civil Beat, our online news partners, give us today's reality check. Reporter Brittany Light has an update on a story we featured earlier this month involving a young Hawaii man who was injured on a train ride earlier this year. Good morning, Brittany.
Hi, good to be here.
So what's the new development?
Well, there is a new twist. And the new twist is that the FBI, according to the family, is now investigating this case. If you remember, the crux of our story here was that Aaron Salazar was riding on an Amtrak train. He ended up found on the train tracks, bloodied, unconscious, and is still recovering from his injuries from this incident that happened back in May. The family had a lot of doubts about Amtrak Police Department's investigation. For one, Amtrak Police said that they thought that Aaron had jumped out of the train and tried to kill himself. The family didn't believe this, didn't think Amtrak had enough evidence to be saying this. And so now, 4 days after our story, the FBI, according to the family, has started to investigate. So they're very happy with this.
Wow, so it's really the beginning.
It is the beginning. They've taken a DNA sample, according to the family, and they're going to be testing that and seeing if they can discern whether perhaps there was an attacker involved. That's something that Amtrak police has said they don't have any evidence of, but the family has been skeptical. So we'll see.
So what's the update on the young man's condition?
He's still recovering. He's in a rehab hospital. He's slowly improving, but he does still have mobility issues, brain damage. He still doesn't remember what happened to him that day.
Right. And I recall that there's just really very little, very few clues that law enforcement really have to go with this case.
Yeah. No surveillance cameras. Passengers were interviewed, but there hasn't really been much to go off of. So hopefully the FBI will be able to find something.
Okay. I imagine, though, the FBI is not saying much.
They're not saying much. In fact, they haven't confirmed nor denied that they're investigating this, but we spoke with the family, and they say that on September 10th, an agent went and visited Aaron in the rehab facility and did take a DNA sample to test in Quantico, Virginia, where there's the FBI crime lab.
Okay, but hopeful news on that end. We appreciate you tracking this.
Yeah, thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's reporter Brittany Light with today's reality check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.